Title: Pan Movement on Atmospheres for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. All right, let's get into that late night, smoky drum and bass vibe. The kind of atmosphere that feels like fog in a warehouse. It's moving, it's alive, but it's never stealing the spotlight from the kick, the snare, or the sub. In this lesson, we're focusing on pan movement specifically for atmospheres in Ableton Live, using automation, auto pan, utility, and a couple of mid-side-friendly approaches. The goal is simple: wide, evolving haze but club-safe, mono-safe, and disciplined. First, a quick mindset check. Atmospheres are not the main character in rolling DNB. They're the lighting, the air, the setting. If they're static, the whole track feels flat. If they swing around too much, you get seasick stereo, and worse, your mix collapses when summed to mono. So we want motion that's felt more than pointed at. A good rule: if you can clearly point to where the pad is sitting, it's probably too much. Here's what we're building: a reusable smoky Atmos bus. It'll give you subtle stereo drift, phrase-based changes every 8 or 16 bars, movement that politely ducks away from the snare, and width that doesn't turn into facey mess. Step 0 is session prep. Put your atmosphere sources on separate tracks. Maybe you've got a pad or cord wash, some vinyl or noise bed, rain or street foley, maybe a little texture tail from a resampled Reese. Select those tracks and group them. Command or Control G, and name the group Atmos Bus. Keep the Atmos Bus fader moderate, something like -12 to -6 dB. This is about headroom and perspective. You want to move the Atmos, not your entire mix. Now, step 1. Choose an anchor. Pick one main atmospheric layer that carries the mood. Usually this is a low-pass pad or a filtered chord resample. The reason we pick an anchor is because movement reads more intentional when there's one consistent fog source and the rest supports it. On that anchor track, do a quick cleanup chain. Add EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Don't be shy with the slope if it needs it. Any low end wandering around the stereo field will smear your bass and make the center feel weak. Then, if your snare is getting masked, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 5K range. That's often where the crack and presence live. After that, add auto filter. Low pass around 3 to 8K Hz depending on how dark you want it. Add a touch of drive, like 1 to 4, just for grit and density. If you want extra movement, you can use a slow envelope or LFO, but keep it subtle. Remember, we're building smoke, not a special effect. Now step 2. The classic late night drift using autopan. Put autopan on your main pad track, or if you want the entire atmosphere group to drift as one, put it on the Atmos bus. I usually start on the anchor track first, so I can control it without yanking everything around. Set amount low. Think 15 to 35%. Start lower than you think. Set the rate extremely slow, around 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. This is the big difference between fog drifting and tremolo wobble. Choose a sine shape for smooth motion. Phase around 120 to 180 degrees for a wider feel. Offset around 0 to start. At 174 BPM, something like 0.06 Hz is a great starting point. It's slow enough that it feels like the room is moving, not your speakers doing tricks. And here's a key listening note: if you hear wobble or pulsing instead of width, your amount is too high or your source has too much transient mid-range content. In that case, reduce amount, darken the source, or soften transients a touch before the movement. Next, step 3. Make the movement musical with arrangement-based automation. Autopan drift on its own is nice, but DNB needs phrase intention. The drums are often consistent for long stretches, so the Atmos need to evolve in a way that feels like arrangement. Press A to show automation lanes. Find autopan amount and automate it across phrases. Here's a proven structure for, say, a 32-bar drop. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it restrained, around 15%. Bars 9 to 16. Ramp up to about 25%. Bars 17 to 24. Dip back to 10 or 15%. That refocuses the ear. Bars 25 to 32. Ramp up again, maybe 30 to 35% heading into the next section. This gives you macro motion, like storytelling. The listener feels evolution even if you haven't added a single new sound. Now step 4. Hand-guided pan accents, without losing mono focus. Sometimes you want a moment where the atmosphere leans left for a beat, then comes back. That can be super effective before a fill, or as punctuation at the end of an 8-bar phrase. After auto pan, add utility, automate utility pan. Keep moves small, like plus or minus 5 to 15. The trick is that over time, the average should still feel centered. So you're nudging, not relocating. Try this: 2 beats before a snare fill, Push the Atmos slightly left, then snap it to center right on the first downbeat of the next phrase. That center snap is a secret weapon. A brief moment of stability makes the next wide moment feel even wider. Now step 5 is a big one. Create width without throwing important mids off center. If your atmosphere has tonal information you want stable, you can keep the mid anchored and let the sides do the dancing. A stock Ableton workaround is to duplicate the pad track. Make one called Atmos MID and one called Atmos Side. On Atmos Mid, add utility and set width to 0%, so it's mono. Keep pan at 0. This is your anchor. It's the body and the intelligibility. On Atmos Side, add utility and set bass mono to around 200 Hz or higher if your pad is still too thick. Then set width higher, maybe 150 to 200%. But be careful. This is where mono problems can start if you go too hard. Add auto pan on the side track with slow settings, maybe amount 20 to 35%, rate 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Then turn the side track down, usually minus 6 to minus 12 dB compared to the MID. Now you get the best of both worlds. Stable center, swirling haze around it. It's perfect under busy MN edits or tight roller drums, because the core doesn't wander. Quick coach note here. Think movement layers, not one pan lane. The best late night results usually come from two motions at the same time. One is the slow, predictable drift. That's the glue. The other is rare, intentional nudges. That's the storytelling. Drift is always there. Nudges are saved for transitions, so they actually matter. Step 6. Duck the moving Atmos from the snare so the rolls stay crisp. Movement is cool until it fights the backbeat. On the Atmos bus, add compressor, enable sidechain, and choose your snare track or drum bus as the input. Start with ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient still has room. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds, and you'll tune this by feel. Too fast and it chatters, too slow and it feels like the Atmos never recovers. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. You're not pumping the whole mix. You're just making the haze bow to the backbeat. Extra option, sometimes instead of volume ducking, you can automate a tiny width dip right on the snare hits. That can feel cleaner, but the sidechain compressor is the fastest reliable move. Step 7. Make the haze breathe during fills and turnarounds. This is where you act like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Try these moments. Right before the drop, last two bars, increase auto pan amount and maybe widen a touch with utility width. First four bars of the drop. Reduce movement so it feels tight and serious. Around bar 13 to 16, increase movement again as ear candy before the next phrase. In the breakdown, slow the auto pan rate even further and let the sides open up. And do yourself a favor, drop locators in arrangement view name things like pan tighten, pan open, transition swell. When you come back a day later, you'll instantly understand what you were doing. Now step 8, the mono check, because we're not sabotaging the club. On your master, temporarily put a utility at the end of the chain and toggle mono. Listen for two things. 1. Do the Atmos disappear? That means too much side-only content or facey widening. 2. Does the mix suddenly get harsh or pokey? That usually means your moving layer has too much upper-mid energy. Fixes are straightforward. Reduce width on the side layer, lower auto pan amount, or use a EQ8 to reduce around 2 to 6 kHz specifically on the side track. A really strong pro move is making the sides darker than the center. It keeps the stereo exciting but not shiny or distracting. Let's hit a few common mistakes before you lock this in. Don't pan the sub or low mids. If your Atmos has meaningful energy below roughly 150 to 250 Hz and it's moving, you'll smear the mix and weaken your center. Don't set auto pan rate too fast. It turns into tremolo or a seasick chorus vibe. Don't make everything move all the time. DNB thrives on contrast. If it's always wide, nothing feels wide. And don't ignore mono checks. Clubs and phones will expose phase issues immediately. Now, some darker DNB pro tips to really nail that smoky mood. Try controlled distortion before movement. Put saturator before auto pan. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 6 dB. That way, harmonics drift, not muddy lows. Put reverb after movement, not before. If you want the space to drift with it, hybrid reverb after auto pan. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, mix maybe 10 to 20%, add a little pre-delay, like 15 to 35 milliseconds, to keep the snare clear. And if your Atmos has little ticks, crackle, or rhythmic foley, consider softening transients before the movement so it reads as fog, not flicker. A gentle compressor or drum bus with transients slightly down can help. One more really useful trick for positional haze without obvious panning: micro delay. Set up a return track with simple delay or delay. Very short times, like left 8 to 20 milliseconds, right 12 to 28 milliseconds. Feedback almost nothing, 0 to 10%, and make it fully wet. Send your Atmos into that return lightly. Even with the pan knob centered, this creates width and location blur. It's subtle, but it screams late night. If you like to work fast, here's a workflow cheat. In session view, duplicate your Atmos clip into four versions, each with different automation shapes. One tighter, one wider, one amount ramping up, one ramping down. Use follow actions to cycle every 8 bars, auditioning like a DJ. When something feels right, record into arrangement. It's way faster than drawing automation for minutes before you even know what you want. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Your goal is a 16-bar smoky atmosphere that evolves like a proper rolling DNB drop. Load a pad or texture, or even record 2 bars of chord stabs and resample them. Build this chain on the track. EQ 8 high pass at about 180 Hz. Saturator drive around 3 dB. Soft clip on. Auto pan amount 25%. Rate 0.07 Hz, phase 150 degrees. Hybrid reverb decay 2 seconds. Low cut 300 Hz, mix 15%. Utility width 120%. Then automate across 16 bars. Auto pan amount ramps slowly from 15 to 30%. Utility width stays around 110% for bars 1 to 8, then moves to around 140% for bars 9 to 16. Sidechain that Atmos gently from the snare for 1 to 2 dB of ducking. Then mono check on the master and adjust width and amount until it survives. Bounce that 16-bar loop and label it Smoky Atmos Pan V1. That's your reusable building block. Quick recap so it's burned in. Use slow auto pan for smoke-like drift, not fast wobble. Shape motion with phrase automation, 8 and 16-bar storytelling. Keep lows centered with EQ and mono management. Use utility pan for tasteful manual accents. Sidechain to the snare so the movement never steals the backbeat. And always mono check so it's club-proof. This audio version is shortened for playback.